I've been blessed to serve you over the last 9 years on the Greene County Commission. As we enter this final year of my term, I want to discuss some of the things that have happened during that time. My agenda has been truly to serve you, the citizens of Greene County, to the best of my ability. I've spent my time as commissioner working for transparent government, economic growth, maintaining our rural heritage, and defending our constitutional rights, ensuring Greene County remains a great place to live, work, and raise a family. While I'm sure that I've made mistakes along the way, I've always tried to be your voice. Whether it's posting the monthly agenda for our county commission meetings on social media, researching those issues that you contact me about, whether it be through phone or email or otherwise, whether it's staying up till 3 a.m. while I'm on vacation because news is broken that we're going to be voting on a huge tax increase and you want to know exactly how much more you're going to be paying if that passes. Or just opposing resolutions that come forward that I feel would restrict your natural or constitutional rights. Even when it comes time to filling vacancies on the county commission, school board, or whatever else, I've always tried to seek out the voices of those who live in that district. Those are not my seats to fill, they're your seats to fill. And I always try to make sure that you get the person in that you would like to see. If anyone can come forward and say I voted in self-serving ways throughout my time on the commission, I'll accept that critique. I would love to hear about it because I've always attempted to serve you, the people of Greene County, above myself. That being said, this will be my last term as a county commissioner, so I have a little over a year left during that time. And after many thoughts, prayers, discussion with my family, I'm announcing that I'm going to seek your vote to be the next Greene County mayor in the May 2026 Republican primary. Greene County's my home, and I'm running to protect our values, low taxes, individual liberty, and local control. Now, I don't know who else is going to be running for the seat, and I'm not concerned with that. I'm not running against anyone. I'm running on my record and my vision for Greene County. I'm running for this seat based on the type of governance I expect to give and that I would like to see myself if it weren't me running. I don't want to see Greene County continue to become a metropolis. Our whole identity is historically built on our land and our natural beauty and the people that live here. But, you know, I realize that our kids need jobs. We've gone from suffering an idea called brain drain, where our kids go to school, they get a degree, they learn a trade, but then they reluctantly have to move off because we're very limited in what we have to offer them. We've seen a huge influx of people moving in from the outside, and this, among other things, has helped cause a lack of affordable housing. Our infrastructure's pushed to the limits. I've been speaking with other leaders across our state who are in other counties to come to solutions to fix some of these problems. I'm also going to, you know, work hard to maintain low taxes. You can look at my record on these issues and you'll see that these are things that I've done my entire time on the commission. Furthermore, I'm going to continue to fight to make our schools safer. Many of you have seen my interviews on WJHL or even when I was on the Today Show. I went on and I advocated for greater school safety, including the ability for school staff to undergo some strenuous training to be able to carry a gun to protect your children. And I've always tried to listen to you, the citizens of Greene County. I've heard people have their concerns about growth of population that I spoke of, the reduction of our rural lands, how our infrastructure's pushed to the limits. And as I said, I'm going to continue to work to find solutions to that even while I'm on the county commission. I've also heard many county employees, their concerns over the raises that were voted on a couple of years ago that went along with the huge tax increase we saw. Many contacted me because they don't feel that their time is being calculated correctly, or they're afraid that if they try to move up in a position, that they're going to lose some of that time that would bump them up in pay otherwise. those are, you know, issues that we really need to sit down and examine. We need to make sure that our county employees are well compensated for their jobs, and that there's not a negative reason to attempt to move up. Also, as a teacher, you know, I speak to teachers every day, and many of them feel that we have sold them out. When our governor a couple of years ago started pushing a voucher program that recently passed, some felt the pressure to either accept or endorse his program. I, on the other hand, wrote a resolution to support our teachers and our taxpayers. Our taxpayers of our county are being required to fund a program that they really don't get to take part in. I'm going to continue to stand up for our Greene County values, not Nashville values or D.C. values. Greene County values are very different. Finally, another issue I've been working on for a couple of years. This, like other issues, I'm going to continue to work on as commissioner. Our state has created a healthcare monopoly that has caused us to be undercovered in our county. One hospital's not good enough for our county. I know I'm going to receive a lot of heat over this one. I only have 1 year left to affect any real change, and I'm going to take that year to really focus in on this issue. I'm taking aim at the healthcare law itself that's created this issue. This is not an attack on Ballad. Ballad does many good things for our community, and there are many good people who do the Lord's work there. I don't hear anything bad about the people that work there. Everything goes back to the hospital monopoly and the fact that they've been able to reduce services that really don't meet our needs. When the government creates laws basically outlawing competition, either that law needs to go or the people who allow that law need to go. It's led to higher prices for us, the consumer. It's led to lower wages for the workers. And really, it's created deteriorated services throughout our whole region. I'm going to seek the backing of our county commission on this issue, and I'm going to attempt to get it before all the other 94 counties and each municipal government across the state to help with this endeavor. Expect a lot of attacks against me and even a lot of money put up against me to defeat this and me, but it's something we have to do. If we can get the counties across the state, and if we can get the municipalities across the state to help us fight certificate of needs and COPA laws, that is the only way we're going to defeat monopolies across our state and rural regions. We have to get the commissions and the municipal governments who represent the people to push back against state government who's allowed this. Again, it's not Ballad. I'm not fighting Ballad itself, though I'm sure their leadership will probably fight against me. But what I'm doing is I'm fighting those laws that have allowed monopolization to where people have to go outside of our region to get health care at cheaper prices in competitive markets. So what I need at this point is I need your prayers, and I need your support in these endeavors. I need your support in contacting other commissioners, urging them to vote for what I'm going to put forth. I need your support in sharing this video all across social media. Any social media account you have, please share it. If you see it, like it, comment on it. I need your support and word of mouth to your friends, your family, your neighbors. And unfortunately, I'm definitely going to need your monetary support. I cannot win this fight or any of the others that I'm going to take on without that. Others are going to come against me. They're going to get big money from corporations like Ballad. You know, they're going to throw everything they can to keep this from happening. I'm going to take a stand on this. So if you want health care options locally, I'm going to need any type of support you can give me. To donate, please follow the link that I'm going to post below this video. You can call me on my personal cell phone at 423-741-4184. Or you can visit my website, joshuaarwood.com, and find the donate page there and donate. Again, this is a huge fight. If you want to change Greene County, if you want to get rid of a hospital monopoly that we have, if you want to continue to maintain low taxes, if you want somebody who's going to fight against that, I need any type of support, whether that's telling others about me, volunteering to help, monetary donations, prayers, all of that matters. All right, and I'm going to continue to fight for you this last year that I have on the commission, and I hope that you'll help me become the next mayor of Greene County. Thank you.